From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A man on a bicycle busted Tuesday on drug and other counts. An officer with Eureka PD patrolling in the parking lot at the 800 block of West Harris Street when he recognized a man who was a felony warrant suspect on a bicycle. Officers stopped the man, confirming his identity as 33-year-old Larry Ray Gibson of Eureka. A records check revealed he was on probation and had a felony warrant for possession of stolen property. He was placed under arrest. During a search of him, officers found about 3.5 ounces of methamphetamine. Authorities also conducted a search of his residence at the 1800 block of California Street. In his room, detectives found methamphetamine, digital scales, packaging, and a sawed-off shotgun. Gibson was transported, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for the felony warrant and for fresh charges of possession and transport of controlled substances, also possession of controlled substances while armed, and a felon in possession of a firearm. Teachers plan to protest and voice their concerns at the next regularly scheduled board meeting of the Northern Humboldt Union High School District on October 8th, 6 p.m. in McKinleyville High School's multipurpose room. According to Lost Coast Outpost, teachers at Arcata, McKinleyville, Pacific Coast, Six Rivers, Charter, and Mad River High Schools have been working without a contract since June due to the administration's refusal to provide the cost of living adjustment that the teachers' union says is owed to them. During a special board meeting Monday night, district officials outlined their reasons for denying those raises, including deficit spending, cash flow shortages, and changes implemented by Governor Newsom. Well, the vintage B-17 bomber that crashed after takeoff north of Hartford, Connecticut on Wednesday had visited Humboldt County Airport in McKinleyville back in June as part of the Wings of Freedom tour. It was one of several planes that took part in the event. There were 10 passengers on board when the plane crashed Wednesday. There are fatalities. Eureka PD receives a $55,000 grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety for a one-year enforcement and education program. The money will fund various activities intended to reduce deaths and injuries on roadways. The funding will be used for a number of programs like DUI and driver's license checkpoints. Also, patrols specifically looking for suspected alcohol or drug-impaired drivers, patrols targeting violations of the hands-free cell phone law and vehicle code violations, and also patrols targeting primary causes of crashes like speeding, improper turns, running stop signs, and right-of-way violations, along with driving on the wrong side of the road. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.